This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Well, the UN openly uses open borders as a weapon, and now Turkey is holding Europe hostage. Great reporter for EuropeWars.com, Dan Lyman, will be joining us next segment. We're going to hear some of this dramatic video of what's happening in Europe, also in Africa, where they're saying, don't kill the blacks, kill the whites. And the media's like, yes. Liberals are like, yes. Kill white people. They're the problem. But right now, I want to finish up with the article that's up on drudgereport.com. Illinois hospital created comfort room for aborted babies. And then the even sicker article, new sexual fetish couples getting pregnant and having multiple abortions. I haven't gotten this report yet, but it's up on InfoWars.com. There's actually video of all this and people bragging about it and how great it is. This is not a joke. This is real. In fact, here's a few clips. Here's one. This is just us randomly with people coming over when they know it's InfoWars. Here's a woman saying, babies are tapeworms. Here it is.
I believe they're fetuses, and it's a woman's body, and she should not be forced to carry anything inside of it. It wouldn't make her keep a tapeworm. That has a heartbeat.
So you're comparing a baby to a tapeworm?
A fetus is a parasite, sweetie.
You look like a parasite, woman. What a Medusa-like creep. They're taught hating their babies is cool, is powerful. Okay, here's another woman coming up to our reporters saying, kill kids to age three, and she sneers, talking about their little voices. Here it is.
So when do we cut off abortions? At what week?
I think at 3 years old is when we should.
You think at 3 years old is when we should stop aborting children?
How many times I tell you? Now, let's go ahead and play a demon doctor. There's a bunch of these. Here's a demon doctor talking about killing babies.
Friends, I pray, sir, you got to repent, sir. You got to repent, sir, for murdering babies.
Why?
Because it's a sin before God.
Why?
Well,
stinky breath.
Yeah,
why?
It's pretty evil of you, sir.
Yeah, I am.
And I hope and pray that you...
Yeah.
Well, that's what you do to babies, huh?
Yeah, I love it.
You love it, huh?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, I hope that you come to Christ, sir.
Oh, I never go to Christ.
I hope that you come to Christ.
No,
sir.
I don't go to Christ.
Yeah, you.
I don't listen to Christ.
You will have a darkened heart, sir.
I do have a darkened heart. Yeah.
You have a darkened heart.
I do very, very much.
And
so.
You will stand before God in judgment.
Yes,
day.
Yes, I will every day.
You will stand before God in judgment.
Yes, I will every day.
All of the babies that
I
you
love
have
it.
Killed.
I love it.
Yeah, keep tearing the babies.
Yeah,
apart.
Yeah, I will.
Keep tearing the babies.
I
apart.
Will.
Keep tearing the babies apart.
Oh, yeah. By the way, we have Dan Lyman coming up, but when we post this video from the live show, we'll add the 4 minutes I have of people saying, I kill my children as a sacrifice to Satan. I love killing my babies. I've killed 40 of my babies. We're going to add that video to this because there's so much of this. I haven't aired 1/10 of what I remember we have. And then there's all the countless times I've experienced what I didn't catch on tape. And these people are deadly serious. And they are Antifa. They're anti-free speech, they're anti-God, they're anti-family, they're anti-everything. And now it's coming out, they're keeping babies alive and harvesting their organs in court cases, just like we told you, because nurses have gone public. And I told you, I was talking to distant family who was visiting my house, who was an RN nurse. She isn't part of the wing that does it. And she said, yeah, for organ harvesting, there are babies and there are adults that keep them under oxygen tents till all the orders come in so we can get the maximum amount of the organs out. Keep them in the body longer. And I said, but you understand those babies were supposedly aborted in the third trimester. She's like, yeah. She started shaking when I said, you understand that's murder. To be kept. It's like they're given over to great delusion like the Bible verses say. And so this is all coming out just this week, even more about it. And where is it on Fox News? Even Fox News is not covering this. DrudgeReport.com is covering it. Daily Caller is calling it. LifeSite News is covering it some. But if you talk about this on Facebook or anywhere, they ban you. I mean, if you put up mainline articles about babies being kept alive and harvested, they cut you off. So other people go, well, I better not talk about that. I want to stay on Facebook and, you know, sell mufflers or whatever. What a group of cowards, man. What a group of scum. I mean, my God, we're not heroes at InfoWars for covering this. We just care about human life and have empathy. See, we're alive. Drudge, I wouldn't say, is a hero. He's just alive. Are you alive? I know you are. We've got to take action. We've got to get aggressive.
With the daily wear and tear of the environment on our skin, it's only natural that it starts to crack to take damage. Wind, heat, water, and age are telltale signs that it's time to start taking care of your skin. With the InfraWars Super Silver Cream, you can keep your skin feeling silky smooth and begin to heal the damages of the world around you. Created with ingredients like coconut oil, vitamin E, and the incredible Silver Sol formula, InfraWars Silver Cream works triple duty, supporting the beautifying and protecting of the skin in a fast, non-greasy formula. Small and easily stored, it can support dry and damaged skin to reduce fine lines and wrinkles while smoothing and softening calluses. With none of the harmful ingredients found in other formulas, you can be sure this Silver Cream is hard at work promoting the healing of your skin. Don't miss out on the new Silver Sol powered, can't miss formula. Get the InfraWars Super Silver Cream today.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
So, in the military, they have different names for it, but attack plan, attack profile, target list. And then you'll have your main target list, but if something comes up, you'll have a secondary target list. Let's say they got a bunch of SAM missiles shooting at you, and you get told to pull off a certain primary target on your way back out of the country. You'll have a secondary target, and if that's approachable, you'll go ahead and hit that. When you study globalism, you can figure out real quick without reading their white papers and textbooks and battle plans that are public that it's a post-human world. They want to get rid of us. They want to collapse civilization. They want to collapse the Christian Renaissance, the Enlightenment, because they don't want to empower humanity. They don't want humanity working together. The globalists want to dominate and control the future. So they want to deindustrialize the West. They want to get rid of God. They want to break up the family. And they want to bring in the most uneducated, most violent, most aggressive, most unwashed people from the Middle East, Africa, and Latin America. They put the very worst in refugee camps, criminals, people with diseases, mental illness. This is admitted. And then they are transshipped by ship or plane or land bridge into Europe, into the United States, and are then indoctrinated with anti-white, anti-America communism. And that's official. They're given $1,000 debit cards per leg. It's all come out. Dan Lyman lives in Europe. He's a great reporter for EuropeWars.com. You see his articles posted to InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. And a lot of stuff's original to EuropeWars.com. So again, the enemy's fighting around the clock to suppress us getting this information out. That means, again, it's vital, however you can, to get it out. So I wanted to get Dan on because there's such a sterling example right now with Erdogan, the dictator of Turkey, holding Europe hostage and saying, let me take control of Syria, large parts of it, which is not his land. They'll start a new war. Or I'm going to invade Europe with 5 million refugees to begin. Well, he's already flooded Europe. He said last year, let me have a Europe party where there's an Islamic bloc in every country that will control the parliamentary process, or I'll flood you more. Europe said no, he flooded more. Well, Greece's prime minister rejects Turkey's refugee threats, urges talks. Remember, the Ottoman Empire for a while occupied Greece. Turkey threatens to flood Europe with migrants. Dan Lyman article. Greece, Turkey continues to provoke over Cyprus. So this is what's going on, and it's the same way we're held hostage, and the UN's involved with Erdogan doing all this. This is 21st century, fifth and sixth generational warfare, and it's happening all over the world. China is using communists to take over Taiwan and Hong Kong, forcibly bringing them in as illegal aliens. Same thing's happening here. So it's not the skin color issue, it's the ideology and the programming and the testing they do in these camps for up to a year. Usually it's 4 to 6 months, making sure they've got the right type of scum to hit us with. Dan Lyman, thanks for joining us to give us this critical report. I know you've been on the ground, France, Greece, Italy. Where are you now?
I'm currently on the island of Malta, actually. Just arrived here last night. Malta is obviously on the front lines here of the migration crisis and the Med. Often the Maltese government will have to get involved and take in migrants that have been on NGO boats out at sea for a while, and they'll take them in here, and then they'll be transported to the mainland and redistributed between different countries depending on the agreements, depending on the ships. So that's where I am right now. I have been, as you said, all around Europe in the past couple of months, been staying towards the eastern part of Europe where things are a lot quieter, a lot safer, and there is definitely a definitive difference in the climate in these countries between Poland and Bulgaria, Montenegro, and then also in contrast with places like Germany, France, Portugal, the UK. So, yeah, it's been a very interesting journey thus far.
You heard my breakdown of what's happening. I mean, the UN admits that's the plan. Peter Sutherland admitted that was the plan. Obviously, Eastern Europe is fully awake right now and engaged. Why are they so awake that Western Europe sitting there with their thumb up their rear end?
Well, one of the leading speculations about that is, of course, that they lived under the communist reign for so long, and they weren't necessarily exposed to the same types of propaganda that Western Europe has been exposed to. But I'll tell you, it is such a night and day difference. I've spent about a month in Poland recently, and all over their different cities, and the feeling of security in general, and seeing this country, particularly Poland, where I just got to see Vice President Pence deliver an address in Warsaw. The feeling there of security and a general an upswing, an uptick in the quality of life there, seeing these cities are thriving, they are coming together. There's a lot of youthful, intelligent people in these countries, and you can tell prosperity is just on the up and up in Poland in particular, and they're not wasting money supporting unbelievable millions of migrants across the rest of Europe. Their neighbors in Germany have taken in upwards of 2 million migrants just in the past few years, and you can see the effects in the German cities, the way that things are on the decline there.
Oh, I was about to say, we've also seen an exodus of Germans, Swedes, French, and others to Poland and even Russia because things are just unlivable now.
Absolutely. There is a huge communities of Germans gathering even in Hungary as well. They just had enough, and they're being taxed to the hilt to support the destruction of their own countries. And the same is playing out now again in Greece, which we are about to talk about. And you did mention the numbers of migrants flooding into Greece again are staggering. And there are concerns that the new waves, if they continue on this trajectory, could be worse than 2015.
Dan, how would you describe the UN plan's public to break down all nations, to create just a giant poor population with ultra-rich city-states that are exempt from their own taxes they put on us? I mean, that's the globalist neo-feudalistic plan. They call it technocracy, so a merger of old feudalism with you know, high-tech slavery. But how is their plan going? I mean, a lot of populists are getting elected, a lot of resistance around the world, a lot of people getting pissed off. But is it too little too late?
It's an interesting question because I think we are obviously in an unprecedented time. I was speaking about this with Owen the other night. He asked for kind of my predictions and my assessment. And it's so hard to give because there is no precedent for what's going on right now. And like you said, there have been a lot of populists elected. There has been a lot of momentum from the grassroots. However, the globalists are having quite a time of fending these insurgent populist nationalists off. As you see, Salvini has been dethroned. I assume that he will rise back to power in some way in the future if they don't find a way to do away with him permanently. But the way that they're treating populists and nationalists across the world, just with threats of investigations. You have an investigation of the Danish immigration minister. She is kind of a leftist, but she's just been really hardline on immigration, and now she's moving into a new position. And they're threatening to investigate her for what she's done by preventing migrants coming
to Denmark. Well, I was about to say, even Bernie Sanders and Rahm Emanuel have to admit, you bring in tens of millions of people who don't have any skills, you'll collapse the country. So socialists that actually want to get their pensions are really speaking out. But as you said, they got a nationalist elected in Italy. He said, you're not going to bring 10,000 people a week in here from North Africa. He had the Italian Navy stop it. So Soros had him removed from office recently to start reflooding Italy. But I saw that Italy wasn't sure they were going to open back up again. Where is that currently?
I think that they are going to. I never trusted the alliance with the Five Star Movement. They did not seem to be on the same page with Salvini and Lega. They just seemed like they were giving lip service to get into power. It sounds like Conte will bring the government back in line with the EU agenda. And also you see in these other countries, obviously with the Brexit situation, it sounds like that they're doing everything they can to make sure that that doesn't go through. We have in France, somehow Macron is holding on after 44 weeks of yellow vest protests. We have Merkel doing okay in Germany. She's hanging in there and she's ready to pass the baton to her underling. And the Green Power rising, the Green Party, I'm sorry, rising to power there. So for all the surge and the things that the nationalist populists are doing well in Europe, there is an incredible amount of subversion to ensure that they don't gain
massive pushback, but at least people aren't in a coma right now. And that's just the beginning. But bottom line, folks, with Trump and other populists in, the fight just got started. People need to understand this is a very grave time right now for the planet. And after the globalists exploited the third world, they're now using the third world to bring down the West. It's all planned. It's all admitted. But knowing is half the battle. I'm Alex Jones. Dan Lyman's our guest. EuropeWars.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Are you intrigued by paranormal talk radio? You'll love the new paranormal radio app from TalkStream Live. You'll find a great selection of talk shows covering UFOs, ghosts, strange phenomena, and much more. Download the paranormal radio app now and start listening to the very best in paranormal talk entertainment. The paranormal radio app, free in Google Play and the iOS App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out, Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss, because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. They're real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
To an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I am your host, Alex Jones. Dan Lyman, EuropeWars.com, amazing head reporter. We're about to get into the EU being held hostage by the UN and Erdogan with Islamic invasion forces. It's all mainstream news. Remember we told you 4 years ago about Soros issuing debit cards with U.S. taxpayer money to millions of people to invade Europe? Now it's here. They denied it at first. Now it's admitted. Same thing. They're funding people with $3,000 cards to fly out of Africa to Guatemala or Mexico and then come to Texas. And they're not even being screened for Ebola. And leprosy is now spreading in Los Angeles and typhus. This is how you collapse a country. This is the admitted plan. But before we look at what's happening in Greece with Dan Lyman, I want to get his take on, quote, migrants, people invading South Africa. South Africa's communist-run ANC. They put the Zulus in their own little concentration camp now, Zululand. People don't know that, you know, there's massive black-on-black murder going on. They're celebrating Robert Mugabe in Zimbabwe that killed hundreds of thousands of people, many of them white, drove them all out of the country. The country collapsed. He's dead. AP said he was a hero. New York Times said that Mao was a hero yesterday. And people are being burned to death by the hundreds and killed and stoned by other blacks because they're migrants. And then we think we're going to bring a bunch of people in from Africa who have not gone through any vetting, and that this isn't going to happen here. This is incredible. So here's one of the South Africans saying, kill white people. Well, don't worry. Most whites have left South Africa. It's collapsing. It's just so racist. But we project on to people that aren't white that they're better than us, when in many cases they're more barbarous than we ever were. And I don't hate these people. It's just the fact is that we need to stop hating the West. So let's go ahead and play Protester solution to black-on-black violence in South Africa, kill whites instead. Sounds like the leader of the new Black Panther Party in Houston. Here it is.
Talk about this must stop. Xenophobia must stop. If you want to do xenophobia, okay, right, start to kill white people. Start to kill Chinese people. Start to kill Asian people. Don't kill your brother. Don't kill your brother. We are all black. We have same blood. We have same color. So why you will kill your fellow brother?
Every commenter is just saying, absolutely, immediately, let's kill those white people. And the UN, Hollywood, the globalists know exactly what they're doing, Dan Lyman.
Absolutely. You know, what's shocking is the line that we're fed is that these people are all fleeing from these horrible, ravaged countries. In many cases, they're not really all that bad. Apparently, people in the Netherlands and Belgium are supposed to take in hundreds of thousands of Moroccans for whatever reason. Things are pretty decent in Morocco. However, there are some countries where things are pretty bad and where they are pretty destabilized. Does that mean that we need to take them in to our own countries? No, probably better to help them get things sorted in their own country. Now, South Africa, until very recently, was one of the most stable and prosperous countries, of course, in Africa. And, you know, worldwide, I would say. And at this point, South Africa is destabilizing so rapidly, and they're going after their neighbors. They're causing all these issues with Nigerians. Now, what happens when South Africa destabilizes and many people start fleeing from there and coming north to Europe? And then also we just have the situation in Africa in general is always so tenuous. So when we see one of the best countries there is basically burning to the ground at this point, what do we see for the future of the West, in particular Europe, when all of these people are going to want to get out of the hellholes that they live in and get somewhere better? And we're just seeing just the beginning. This is just the tip of the iceberg. 2015 was nothing compared to what's coming down the line.
We have the footage of thousands of people from the Congo being brought into San Antonio, and then the camera people trying to attack our camera people for even showing it. You dirty Americans, you don't show what's going on. This is crazy. If we tried to move to Congo, Dan, they'd kill us. And all I'm saying is we're bringing people in that are totally tribal and kill people who aren't in their tribe, period.
Right, and that's the nature of people in general. Sad to say, you know, I spent some time in Slovenia recently, and I stayed right on the coast. You could see Croatia, their coast, right across the water. And I was told by my Slovenian and Croatian hosts, they were immigrants from Croatia, that there are still tensions between Slovenians and Croatians. These are people who speak essentially the same language. They live side by side. They look the same. You would never know if they're any different. And even they have tensions. So for us to think that we're going to bring in millions upon millions, or in the case of what Emmanuel Macron has talked about, up to 250 million of these people into Europe and think that things are going to be just fine, that's just madness. And anyone who does believe in that is crazy.
Well, he said France's future is African. Okay, well, there's feces everywhere and homeless people and trees falling down in front of cars to rob them. And what, tourism's down 80%? I mean, why the hell would they be doing this?
Right. Tourism is down heavily in cities like Paris, Stockholm, London, and tourism is up in other countries where things are much safer and where there aren't that too many migrants. Cities like Dubrovnik, Croatia, Split, Croatia, Krakow, Poland. These places are...
Everyone I know isn't going to Western Europe now. They're going to Eastern Europe.
Absolutely. The cities are more beautiful, they're cleaner, they're safer, and there aren't migrants running around. I would never recommend to anyone to go to the staple cities anymore, Rome, Paris, London. Unfortunately,
I was talking to a bunch of, quote, operators and people who do international security, and they said they, when they go to France and stuff, are told, and they went and checked it, it's true, it's more dangerous than Baghdad. They can't even go 200 yards out of the hotel in any direction. It's gone.
Right. Yeah. You know, a few years ago, I was in France. I would say about 6-7 years ago. I did not know the situation in Paris. I was very unaware of what was going on there. And I ended up in basically a no-go zone walking through that with my wife. And we couldn't believe what was going on. We felt like we had landed in Africa or the Middle East, and we felt very unsafe. There was very little English anywhere, or French, I should say, being spoken. Now you can find English anywhere in Europe now.
Come back into a few more minutes, and Robert Barnes is with us, but we could pull up hours of footage in Italy, in France, in England, where you go in these no-go zones that are half of cities now in some cases, and mainline cameras get attacked at bus stations. Women get attacked. I mean, the raping, the murder, the death, all of this is just exploding, and the media tries to cover it up. It's insane.
Absolutely. So, yeah, back to that point about South Africa and Africa in general. I think that the situation there is dire. And the only answer in my mind is that Europe needs to fortify itself. Obviously, that's not happening. But they need to be prepared for these countries to continue destabilizing and for migrants to continue pouring towards Europe and looking to find the better life, quote unquote, there, which if they continue, there will be no better life in Europe. There are migrants who come to Europe and they see the conditions that their fellow migrants live in, and they head home. They go back.
Now, remember, China won't take one person from any of these places. The Middle East, Africa, you name it. Russia won't. Eastern Europe won't. It's only the U.S., Western Europe, and Australia and all are descending into hell. I want to look briefly at the situation in Greece with Dan Lyman. Then Robert Barnes is coming in right now, and we're going to get into all the other geopolitical issues, the economy, so much more, and 9/11. Stay with us. Infowars.com. Infowars.com. Tomorrow's news today. Band.video. is the answer to censorship. Banned.video is the answer for libertarians, conservatives, nationalists, pro-gun, pro-life, pro-human individuals to have their own platform where videos banned by YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter are still available. We've launched it, ladies and gentlemen. It's now live. Banned.video. Banned.video isn't just going to be a home for Alex Jones or David Knight or Owen Schroyer or Paul Watson banned videos. We are building it to be a place where banned memes are able to be posted and where a growing list of freedom-loving contributors are able to have a home free from being shut down, free from being censored, free from being silenced by big tech, the Chi-Coms, the Hollywood scum, and the globalists. Freedom of speech has a home. It's called banned.video. America and the world is fighting back against tyranny at banned.video.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Testing worldwide, and I have constitutional lawyer, star lawyer over here, Robert Barnes, with us, riding shotgun, and we're going to go ahead and host the fourth hour today as well. Mike Adams out at his ranch in Laboratory. There were big storms last night, had some trees fall down, so he's got his power out for now. He won't be hosting the fourth hour. That means I'll be hosting the fourth hour. And Barnes will be with us. We have that big Google whistleblower with a lot of new intel. Zach Voorhees is going to be joining us at the bottom of the next hour, and we'll go right in to the fourth hour with him as well. I'm going to look back on 9/11 18 years later and some of the anomalies and the fact that those have been confirmed. And we're also going to look, because I was just asking Barnes, hey, you want to get into what Rand Paul said about, thank God, World War isn't as close, getting rid of Bolton. You want to get into some of these. He said, let's get in to keeping babies alive and selling their body parts, because his main place he practices is in California. And he's aware of these cases, and these people have been indicted who exposed it. Well, now they're on trial, and they're putting the Planned Parenthood people and others on the stand going, no, we keep babies alive. And the judges are going, whoa, whoa, let's have a recess. They're going to the prosecutors that's in the news and saying, you going to really prosecute people for undercover video of stuff that's illegal? So this is really coming out now, and drudgereport.com is linked to stuff that I'm not going to get to until next segment, but they had testimony yesterday on the Born Alive bill, where they're trying to pass a law to don't kill already born babies, and people are now testifying to Congress with the evidence, with the photos, the video of where they kill the babies after they're born. So it's all coming out. This is a big deal. Next segment with Robert Barnes. We'll hit some other issues when Dan Lyman leaves us here in a moment. But I want to get your take on the UN and the open borders and the collapse of Latin America, the collapse of Africa. Latin America's freaking out as hundreds of thousands of Africans are showing up a month, now to be millions. The UN's funding these conduits to open up. But Dan Lyman of EuropeWars.com, looking at Greece, because this has really come to a head there. Describe for people what the dictator of Turkey is threatening right now.
In 2015, 2016, this whole migrant crisis at that time, the Greece was basically part of the pathway into Europe. A lot of them would generally passing through the Balkans as well. They were coming by boats from Turkey, obviously coming up through Syria. And then agreements were reached after that where basically Turkey holds millions upon millions of migrants inside its borders in exchange for huge payoffs. And it's constantly demanding more money for different projects and different ways. And every time that they don't get what they want, Erdogan will say, oh, well, you better give it to me or I might have to open the floodgates. Well, now he's threatening to do it again. As you had mentioned earlier, people see the plan that he has devised. Basically, he says he wants to set up a safe zone inside Syria that will be managed by Turkey and the U.S., and he wants more money for that from the EU. And if they don't give it to him, he's threatening up to 5.5 million migrants, he said, could just be released into Europe. He says the 3.6 that they're holding there already, and he believes another 2 million would come up through Syria. Now, what's happening already is there are cracks in the dam already showing. Migrants are piling onto Greek islands again in a way that officials are concerned mirrors or looks worse than the 2015-2016 situation. In Lesbos, they've had something like 12,000 migrants, and the surrounding islands there have had 12,000 migrants land in July and August alone. And last week, something like 600 arrived in the span of a couple hours. There were 13 boats that landed in a matter of 35 minutes on the island of Lesbos. So things are reaching a crescendo there as well. Cyprus is also experiencing a surge of migrants that they say is the highest per capita in Europe now based on Cyprus's population. And so the migrants are already leaving Turkey and more. And it looks like either Erdogan is letting off the iron grip on them, keeping them in the country, or they're just being overwhelmed at this point by these migrants that have been living in Turkey for years now, and they're probably getting frustrated and just saying, hey, we're going to make our way over. So they're coming over on boats with people smugglers' assistance, and in some cases it has been reported that on the islands in Greece they're being received by NGO workers. So it looks like a coordinated operation, if you ask for my humble opinion.
Well, they know exactly what they're doing, and anytime reporters try to show any of this, there's just hundreds of hours of it in Italy and in Greece and in Rome that they come and beat people up. And if anybody's white, they get beaten up as well. Anybody can pull up Tommy Robinson in no-go zone in Rome and other areas, people punching him and him having to fight back. And then you've got rappers that get physically attacked. They fight back. They get indicted in Sweden. It seems like the big no-no is standing up and saying no to these guys.
Right. Well, if you recall with Covington, his name is escaping me, but what he was asked by mainstream media, he was interviewed, and she said, you know, you stood up for yourself. Don't you think that that's a bit aggressive? You stood your ground. So I think that that's really what we should take away from that is that you're not allowed to stand your ground in the face of an attack by anyone that is endorsed by the globalists. And if you do, you will pay the price. And I think that that's the message that's been sent from everyone from the Covington kids to Matteo Salvini to Donald Trump. You're not allowed to stand your ground. You're not allowed to defend yourself. You're not allowed to defend your countries or Western values or Western civilization. Otherwise, we will come for you and we will prosecute you and you will pay the price.
You know, remember just a few years ago, they would try to deny that there were these no-go zones. They don't deny them now.
No, they don't. I think that the evidence is out there, and they realize that they'll call them hotspots or they'll call them sensitive security zones. They have them all over Europe, of course, and they have them in the United States as well. You know, there are parts of our cities now which are very hostile, of course, to police and to outsiders. So we are watching the unraveling of Western civilization in real time, and it's pretty scary. And with the amount of people that are pouring into our countries from hostile nations and from nations like South Africa, where they can't even stand being around other Africans, things do not bode well for the future if something doesn't happen soon.
And, of course, RT had to get a leaked report because it's secret government reports on the expanding no-go zones that cover half the country. I mean, that's what's even more incredible is that the governments are trying to keep it secret.
Absolutely. That's one of the hardest things about reporting on the situation here in Europe is that the information is throttled, it's choked, it's very hard to dig up, and then sometimes when you find some relevant information, you do have to question the sources because it's not coming from a reliable, reputable source. But increasingly, there is more information coming out. Social media is a great place, of course, to just keep an eye on the videos and the situation that's unfolding. But you cannot trust anything that's coming out in the mainstream media. You can't trust their figures. You can't trust the details because they're constantly covering up details. You can't even trust the police at this point because they are ordered to not release the details in many cases about crimes that are committed by migrants, about the statistics. So at this point, it's everyone's job to just spread the information that you reliably have, use social media, spread it to your families, you know, try to red pill your families on what's going on because a lot of them are still paying attention to the mainstream media and they really have no idea. So it's everyone's responsibility to do journalism on their own and just be independent journalists and spread reliable information so that people get an accurate picture of what is happening to our countries.
That's right. And remember the traitors that tried to cover all this up. EuropeWars.com for the latest videos, articles. Everybody, please share that. The only way we get through the censors is when you take action. Big tech thinks you're dumb. They think you're stupid. They think they're going to defeat you. They're not going to do it. We're in one hell of a fight right now. Dan Lyman, great job from Malta. I know you're posting a lot of different videos and things to EuropeWars.com and NewsWars.com. Thank you so much. Be safe.
Great to be with you, Alex. God bless.
All right, riding shotgun with us for the rest of the transmission is constitutional lawyer Robert Barnes. And we're going to get back into what I'm calling the new big real 9/11 on the other side, ladies and gentlemen. And that is 60-plus million abortions in this country and the giant industry of keeping babies alive so they can later harvest their organs and get a higher price. I don't want to just chop them all up on the spot. Keep them alive so it's fresh, so you don't get rejection, so you get all the money. We're going to talk about the real horror that rivals what the Nazis did on the other side. And how do we bring these criminals to justice? Robert Barnes, he knows all about it. He's a constitutional lawyer. Stay with us.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771.
for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I gotta tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
There's a new video. It's up on Infowars.com. We're going to play it next hour. 9/11 victim's son takes Ilhan Omar to the woodshed at Ground Zero. Commemoration 18 years later. We're going to play some of the controlled demolition of Building 7, the World Trade Center towers. They've got all these, you know, the firefighter union coming out and groups saying there were bombs in the buildings. That doesn't mean there wasn't an Islamic attack. It doesn't mean the whole government's involved. But there was a lot more going on in 9/11 than meets the eye. And that's come out now. Incredible articles, incredible reports. Again, the firefighting union in New York, the engineers group, they're gone public. There was a countdown. Building 7 was blown up. We're going to pop into that next hour as well. Just briefly here, you know the globalists have tried to shut us down. And InfoWars is very influential. We reach a lot of people. We reach a lot of people in government, the Pentagon. The message we're putting out is critical to this country existing, not just being free into the future. And that's why I want to thank you all for your support. But listen, ladies and gentlemen, it's really important as we enter 2020 and they've silenced and shut down most conservative voices out there. They're trying to get Tucker Carlson off the air. They got rid of Bill O'Reilly. He wasn't perfect, but obviously wasn't anti-American. They're trying to get Limbaugh off the air. There's a real fight here to shut us up. But we're here on AM and FM radio. We're here on Global Shortwave Satellite and Infowars.com and Newswars.com. And I run into people every day that say, I used to love your show on YouTube or love your show on iTunes. I'm sad you're off the air. No, we're on the air with our own audio, our own video at Band Video. We've got band.video. We've got Infowars.com/show. And I know you as an audience get that. It's kind of condescending to go, you know, we're on the air. You know that. But you're the ambassadors that tell other people that we're on the air. Hey, you know that show? They tried to ban. They tried to shut down. Well, it's still on the air at Infowars.com/show and band.video. We've added more shows like Will Johnson and Tom Papert doing Firepower, weeknights 7 to 8. 7 to 9. We're doing everything we can here, but it takes products being sold. That's how we fund our operation. We've got Ultimate Bone Broth. It is the strongest, best bone broth from chicken bone broth, concentrated with chaga mushroom, also with bee pollen, and, of course, with the alfalfa. And the most important other than the bone broth is the turmeric. And it's super high quality. It's the best out there. We're not ordering more of it until next year, even if we're able to. It's in our top five bestsellers. People love it. Mix it with whey. Mix it with fruit. What it does for your tendons, your joints, your bones. I mean, this is the essence. And they've known for thousands of years the power of bones. Grandma told you about bone broth. Every culture knows it. It's 50% off. Leading competitors aren't even as strong. They're usually $50. We usually sell this for $40. It's a good deal. $24.95. A lot of product goes into this. And I've explained to listeners all the things they've done, not letting us advertise online on other platforms. I used to fund this place. About a third of our funding was me running ads on other platforms. Almost all that's been blocked. You've seen it in the national news. They are strangling us. So it's you out there that needs to get bone broth. Wake of America coffee, the fluoride-free toothpaste. Just sign up for auto ship on things you're going to want to reorder. And then even if something's selling out, we hold back another order of that so you get it. So, again, additional 10% off when you do that. We have the new Silver Sol with skin cream. That's amazing. That's 25% off. That's going to have to end soon. Infowarsstore.com or 888-253-3139. Infowarslife.com takes you right to the subpage where you find all the products. Now, let's go to constitutional lawyer Robert Barnes, one of the most successful lawyers in the country. He does great work for us here at Infowars. He's visiting right now. We're filing some lawsuits that we're going to announce tomorrow. Again, just to defend ourselves. That's how serious this fight is on the front lines. But I asked you, I said, what do you want to get into out of all this news? You said, Alex, I want to get into keeping babies alive and harvesting their organs and the fact that this is really going on because you practice law predominantly in California. That's where you're mainly licensed out of, and you're aware of these famous cases. So break this down for people.
Sure. So, I mean, what's amazing is this all started with an undercover video expose, sort of in the Veritas model, which two independent investigative reporters did. The kind of undercover reporting that has been the foundation of independent investigative free press from the inception of the country. And they were able to document over multiple years of undercover reporting and investigation that Planned Parenthood and other abortion providers were in business with various third-party vendors to provide baby parts from those abortions to those other institutions and entities for the purposes of corporate profit. And this included potentially selling baby heads, selling baby hearts, and selling them in such a way that suggested that they were often developed post-abortion. And so they did all of this discovery, revealed it, and the first reaction was a twofold reaction from the political establishment in California. One was this novel interpretation of criminal law in California, for the first time I know of, in which they attempted to criminalize undercover investigative reporting, simply because they didn't like the content, the subject of the reporting. So these individuals have been subject to all kinds of lawsuits, been subject to all kinds of criminal investigations, and are now subject to an ongoing criminal investigative proceeding in San Francisco. The second part that I tracked, which was fascinating, was there was this huge counter-narrative establishment media pitch that all of these stories were faked, that just like they attacked Project Veritas, that this was edited and doctored video, and that none of it was true. Planned Parenthood wasn't involved in anything like this. None of the abortion providers were involved in anything like this. There was nobody buying baby parts. There was nobody selling baby parts. It didn't exist. So to such a degree that about 6 months after it happened, friends of mine and family members that are on the left insisted this to me right away. Like, oh, that's a totally fake story.
And this started in 2015.
Exactly.
And then they indicted the man who just interviewed the abortion head at a restaurant with hidden cameras. They indicted him for that. That's not illegal.
Oh, exactly. Well, it's extraordinary. What's amazing is what happened between that six-month period and these indictments. They were so successful at building a counter-narrative that what was quietly being reported, not reported on, was Orange County prosecutor. I was tracking it. There were civil agreements and criminal prosecution agreements where this was being admitted by abortion providers, being admitted by these service providers, that they were purchasing, in fact, were purchasing, confirming every aspect of the undercover reporting. They were, in fact, selling it.
And that's why I want you to continue. But that's why all these states are passing laws to kill babies after they're born, yes, is to cover what was already happening,
right,
because it's big business. And that's why they're trying to pass a law saying born alive bill. And people are like, wait, you got to – and they wouldn't even pass it the last time earlier this year.
Exactly. What they didn't realize was that in California and in all states – what was happening is standard customary industry practice by various abortion providers and companies connected to abortion is usually a felony. It was against the law. That's why they were saying, oh, this couldn't be happening. They didn't realize the consequence of it. They were so used to doing it and getting away with it that they didn't even understand it. And so I followed the Orange County case. I followed other cases where they were being prosecuted for violating the law. And the media totally suppressed these cases, totally suppressed notice of them, knowledge of them, awareness of them, each of them confirming what these guys did. And that's why San Francisco went further to try to criminally prosecute them, to try to build up a fake news narrative that says this never happened, this doesn't exist. Their big mistake was they have very good counsel in San Francisco, and they're putting people like the STEM Express CEO on the stand.
And they're now admitting, no, we sell babies with beating hearts.
Exactly. They have to, because one, they have them on videotape. They're getting to confirm two great things. One, they're confirming that all their investigative reporting was true, because now they're under oath and they're subject to perjury prosecution if they don't admit it. Secondly, they try to be evasive on the stand, so it shows the value and the virtue of the undercover reporting. It shows, look, when these people are undercover, they're much more honest and forthcoming than when they're actually on the stand under penalty of perjury under oath, where they try to evade, dodge, and circumvent the answer.
And your real skill is predicting what comes next. I've seen you do it over and over again. It seems like they're not going to be able to cover this up, and passing laws legalizing killing already born babies ain't going to cut it. And now that they're prosecuting people and it's coming out in court, it seems like they've walked into a trap.
They absolutely did. They underestimated. They believed their own nonsense. I think the prosecutors who brought this case weren't following what was happening in Orange County, wasn't following what was really happening, and they convinced themselves that this didn't really exist. They convinced themselves of the fake news narrative, and they figured they could run with the fake news narrative with an actual criminal trial. The problem with that is you get to cross-examine in a criminal trial, so you don't get to get away with this. So this was a major mistake, because now you have people admitting under oath that the whole story was true, and the moral horror of what they're doing, because this shocks the conscience of even people, many people on the left.
Not and now they're having hearings in Congress. You don't see this on the news. The video's on InfoWars.com. DrudgeReport.com's linked to a story on it. Congress is having hearings with nurses that headed departments admitting all this, and there's a blackout. That's the media complicit in killing born babies for their organs. That is Joseph Mengele level.
There's a reason why the governor of Virginia did what he did and said what he said back when he said it. Because he's considered this normal industry standard practice. He didn't realize what he was revealing to the world was the moral shock and horror of what they've really been up to. It's the recreation of an elite culture and elite...
But it's okay. They call it a comfort room where they kill them.
Exactly. It's recreation of human sacrifice traditions from pre-Christian societies. That's what we have. Christianity helped abolish that human sacrifice.
And now it's all back. We got unbelievable. We'll be right back with the third hour. You don't want to miss this. And please share the live links.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.